Good morning. Happy Easter, everyone. All right. You guys are alive this morning. I know, Sam, have you seated, but let's if you could stand up one more time and give your attention to God's reading of God's Word. If you could stand, if you're able.
如果你要是可以的话，可以请大家站起来，我们来读神的话语。
And if you're not able, you know, you're fine. You could have your seat. And we're going to read this in English and in Chinese, so bear with us here. Let's see, 14 verses. The scripture reading comes to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 through 19.
我们要读的这个经文是哥林多前书的15章的12到19节。我们呢，先读英文，后读中文。
This is God's word to us this morning.
这是神对我们今天要讲的话。
Verse 12.
12节。
Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
既然宣讲基督已经从死人中复活了，你们中间怎么还有些人说没有死人复活的事呢？如果没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。如果基督没有复活，我们传道就是虚空，你们相信也是虚空。
Verse 15, we are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testify about God that He raised Christ.Whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ have been raised.
这样我们就被看作是神的假见证人，因为我们见证了有关神的事。
And if Christ,
说神使基督复活了，如果死人真不会复活，神就没有使基督复活。就是说，如果死人不会复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And verse 17, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all of all people most to be pitied.
如果基督没有复活，你们的信仰就是虚妄的。你们也仍然在自己的罪孽中，因此在基督里那些睡了的人也就灭亡了。如果我们在基督里的盼望只是在于今生，我们就比所有的人更可怜。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Let me pray one more time and ask for God's help. If you could join me in prayer.
我在这里要再要做一次祷告，让神来帮助我们。
Father in heaven, now we have read your word.
天父，我们刚刚读了你的话语。
Your children have read your word.
你的儿女们刚刚读了你的话。
Those who are not your children have read and heard your word.
不是你儿女的，他们也听了，也读了你的话。
I pray that your word would give clarity to all of us this morning now.
那么我在这里祷告，求你把你的话语能够清清楚楚地彰显给我们。
You have said truth will set us free.
因为你说真理让使我们得自由。
So we need your help right now.
我们在这时候就需要你的帮助。
Help us.
帮助我们。
Convict our hearts and our minds and our hearts, I pray now.
来改变我们的心思意念。
Pray of not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ.
我们叫祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Now I see some children here too and adults. Why do we celebrate Easter every year?
我在这里看到我们的孩子也在我们当中是不是儿童们是现在可以回到他们的主日学去了。
Have you thought about that?
我们刚刚问的为什么我们每一年都要来庆祝这个复活节，我们想过这个问题吗？
Adults, have you thought about that? Oh, sorry, children, you're dismissed to your Sunday school. Sorry about that. They gotta do their Easter egg hunt.
我们孩子们他可以去他的这个主日学了，他们要在那里来。
Children, you're dismissed to your Sunday school and Hopefully many fun things.
那在那里会有很多很有趣的事情做。
Alrighty. Well, teenagers and adults, why is Easter such an important day?
我们这些成人们，我们要问这个问题，就是为什么复活节对我们来说这么重要？
It seems to me, Paul in this passage seems to say even Easter or Resurrection Day is more important than Good Friday.
那么刚刚我们读的这段经文里面，保罗似乎在说，就是这个复活节这一天的话，甚至是比圣诞节那一天还要重要。
May I dare even to say it's more important than Christmas？
那么我在这里是不是可以敢说，就是说复活节实际上比圣诞节也要重要
？Actually, many atheists and doubters of the Christian faith over the centuries.
那么过去这些历史历代这些无神论者或者是对基督教这个信仰有怀疑的人
give to Christians that okay Jesus of Nazareth was really a person that existed 2,000 years ago
他们呢
they give you that
他们承认说主耶稣基督是在2000多年前确实存在的一个人
there's not some made up man that Christians have come up with
那并不是说是一个虚构的人
Even the doubters, even atheists, give the fact that this Jesus, who said there he's a Messiah, even died on the cross.
甚至这些无神论的人也承认主耶稣基督说他是弥赛亚，而且呢，他死在十字架上。
Eyewitnesses and documents prove that this man Jesus of Nazareth said that he was a Messiah and God, and then he died on this cross.And a lot of atheists and doubters today, historians give Christians the benefit of the doubt that all these happened.
而且呢，有些也有这个历史的资料也记载了，说到主耶稣基督他来到世上，他宣称他是弥赛亚，而且呢，他死在十字架上。
But
有记载，但是
，Sorry, we'll work on it. But
但是
，They say
他们说。
This Messiah, this crazy guy who said he's the Messiah, he died on the cross.
这个人是癫狂了，他说他是弥赛亚，他说他是救主，他死在了这个十字架上。
This man,
这个人
did not rise from the dead.
他没有从死里复活。
And they have over the centuries given reasons, theories.
在过去的这么多的世纪里面，他们想了各种各样的这种证据，或者是各种各样的原因来说，来支持他们说，就是耶稣基督没有复活。
To their scientific mind and logic, said, of course.
用他们的这个所谓的科学的头脑或者他们的逻辑，他们来试图证明主耶稣基督没有复活。
Man died. That's their experience. They're mortals, and they stay dead.
当然，他
right
因着他们的这个想的这个信念的话，人是这个有生命，人是这个他是有这一生，他一定要死的，他死了就不会再复活。
And they give theories, try to explain popular theories. I'm not this morning trying to explain these theories.And give a Christian response. I'm not going to do that this morning.
他们呢也制造了各种各样的这种理论来说明，想试图说明主耶稣基督没有复活。
I think that is a worthy of time to think about and consider. But this morning is going to take a long time to do that. I'm going to list it for you. Actually, some of the theories is kind of self-explanatory.
我也觉得呢，我们实际上是有这个必要去花一些时间来一个一个的看这些理论，来看这些理论他们有什么的荒谬的地方。但今天早上我不打算花时间在这里，我只是想把这些理论在这里列出来。
I'm going to only list like four the most popular ones that they hold to for centuries, these atheists and doubters, and some of them people now still hold to them.
我在这里只列出了在过去这些世纪里面这些比较流行的比较容易让人接受的这些理论这些理论
Because if they prove that Jesus, this Messiah, Christians say, did not raise from the dead, aha!
他们在这个理论呢他就是试图来证明这个耶稣他宣称他是弥赛亚但是呢他没有复活看了这个理论有可能会说哎呀这下我就明白了
Then Christianity is a sham.
这个基督教的信仰呢那就是一个假货
Christianity is a false religion.
基督教的信仰呢是一个在假的宗教。
It's a linchpin. Some say it's a linchpin to Christianity.
所以的话呢，他们说呢，基督教啊，不是主耶稣基督复活的这个事实真实与否，是基督教信仰能否成立的关键。
Now I'm going to explain the linchpin in a little bit. Let me list you the most popular theories first, and then we'll talk about the linchpin. Why they say, and also Paul in this text says, that Jesus rise from the dead is a linchpin to the Christian faith.
所以接下来的话呢，我会简单的把这四个理论跟大家讲一下，然后我就来解释为什么说主耶稣基督的复活是基督教信仰的关键。在这里他用的这个词叫 linchpin， 实际上是车轴上面的一个别针。
If you take it out, everything crumbles.
那么我们看到这个别针在这个车轴上呢，它是把这个车轴和车轮都放在一起的这样一个小的这样一个别针。如果你要把它拔出来的话，整个的这个车轮的系统呢，它就散掉了。
Okay, here are some of the only list four. There are many theories of atheists and now they're trying to prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead. The first theory is
第一个，他们这个无神论的他想证明主耶稣基督没有复活的理论是。
Yeah, Frank, don't show that right now. Yeah. The wrong tomb theory, the wrong tomb. The disciples went to the wrong tomb.
这第一个这个理论就是说这主耶稣基督他这个他死去他把他埋葬的这个坟墓和后来的这些门徒去看到这个空坟墓他不是一个坟墓。
Jesus went, they went to the wrong place, the wrong tomb, and no one was there. Oh, Jesus rose from the dead.
他们这些门徒找错了地方，然后他们就宣称主耶稣基督复活了。
For years, a lot of the scholars and historians, the swoon theory. Have you heard of that one? The swoon theory? Very popular.
很多的这个事迹里面有很多人说呢，主耶稣基督没有死，他是昏迷了。
Now, many atheists and doubters don't hold to this because their own people have said, oh, this is not a good one.
但是有很多人，甚至这些无神论的人，他们都怀疑这个昏迷理论，因为他们说这个理论不是一个很站得住脚的。
And the swoon theory is...Jesus was beaten and lashed and punched and then crucified on the cross and was speared, on the side and he was exhausted and he was basically unconscious when they put him in the tomb.
那么他这个理论就说呢，主耶稣基督他被鞭打，他被钉在十字架上，他被这个枪矛刺破了他肋旁，但是呢，他还是没有死，他昏迷了。他们在他昏迷的时候，他们就把他扔进了这个坟墓里。
He didn't really die. He was knocked unconscious because of the beating and the blood, and then he was knocked out. And then a few hours later, when he was in the tomb, he woke up from unconsciousness. He rolled the rock. Now the rock, a lot of historians say, Christian and non-Christian, it was about back then the Romans put about.1 or 2 tons to block the tomb.
也就是说主耶稣基督他被他那个被他们以为他们死了，他们以为主耶稣基督死了，就把他放在坟墓里面。但是呢，他实际上是昏迷了，然后他在坟墓里面醒来，然后他把这个堵在坟墓这个门口的这个大石头就给挪开了。但是我们要知道，在当时的时候，这个大石头的重量应该是1到2吨，也就是大概3000磅左右的重量。
One ton is about 2,000 pounds. Two ton is about 4,000. So I just put it like in the middle. 3,000, that's a pretty good guess. A 3,000 pound stone to block it is about a weight of a compact SUV.
那么这个3000磅左右的这块石头的话，实际上是一个我们现在开的这个 SUV 车的一个重量。
RAV4 is a compact SUV or CRV.
RAV4 CRV, yes. 这些流行的牌子。
No.And so Jesus, 3,000, he moved a mini SUV while, he moved it and defeated the Roman soldiers and he left.
那么主耶稣基督他实际上是把一个 SUV 的这样一个车的重量的石头把他们挪开，然后呢他呢就从这里离开了。
And claimed that he was resurrected from the dead.
然后呢主耶稣基督来宣称他是从死里复活的。
And the fourth,is the hallucination theory. And now, you guys, some of you guys are kind of chuckling and laughing, but these are smart people. These are like scholars, who believed in the hallucination theory is that basically what it is. They hallucinated, okay? Not just one, because the record said Jesus, he resurrected from the dead, and then he met 500 people.
还有一个理论，就是说是一个幻觉理论，他的这些门徒他们都进入到一种幻觉的状态，以为他们看见主耶稣基督了，但是呢这个圣经里面记载他是向500个人左右的人来显现。
And the 500 people, all hallucinated.
那这也就是说，这500个人呢，他们都进入了一种幻觉的状态。
And that's again the four very popular theories that atheists and doubters hold to. Again,
刚刚我们讲的是那个四个理论。There's a third one missing.
And so, if they prove again, I say this.To many is a linchpin to the Christian faith.
那么在这地方呢，他们也说，他说呢，这些主耶稣基督复活是基督教信仰的那个别针啊。这地方的话用的是关键，因为中国的词里面原本的意思，关键的这个意思也就是这样一个别针的意思，是一个非常重要的一个元件。少了它的话呢，那整个的系统就散掉了。
And I don't know if you guys know what a linchpin is. A linchpin is a small little locking metal pin, like that. Okay.
我们在这里再讲一下，就是我们看到的这一个别针的话呢，就是这里所说的关键。
That is inserted through a metal shaft to hold things together.
那把它这个别针呢插到这样一个轴的这个孔里面的话，把所有的这些部件都能够把它们统一在一起。
If you take it out.
如果你把这个别针拔出来的话
，I believe this is a wheel. Okay,
我相信这是一个车子的轮子。
And if you take the linchpin out, the wheel falls apart.
那这个轮子呢和轴呢，他们就散架了。
It's pretty powerful argument, and it seems like Paul also in this text say if Christ is Messiah, your Messiah did not rise from the dead.Christianity is an empty religion. That's what Paul seems to say. It's a linchpin to the Christian faith. That's why this morning is absolutely important.
刚刚这样一个假设的话，说这个基督的复活是这样一个别针的话呢，实际上是非常有道理的一个推理。所以保罗在这里他也承认，他说的话，如果主耶稣基督的复活是假的，那么我们基督教的信仰呢，就是一个假的宗教。这就是为什么今天早上复活节的早上对我们基督徒来说是这么样的重要。
Christianity falls apart.
那如果没有的话，我们的基督教信仰那就分崩离析。
The Christian faith is an empty religion. Christianity is worthless religion.
我们的基督徒的信仰就是一个空的一个宗教。我们的基督教的这个信仰呢，就是一个假的宗教。
And that's why Paul in this text say that our faith, if Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. It is futile, he said.
所以的话呢，保罗在这里说，如果基督没有从死里复活的话，那么我们的信仰就是一个无用的信仰。
And he did not say that about Good Friday or Christmas, as important as those days are.
在这地方呢，保罗他并没有提到另外一个是受难节，一个是圣诞节。尽管这两个节都很重要，但他没有把它和基督的复活的重要的这来程度来相比。
Verse 16, for if the dead are not raised, not even Christ have been raised.
16节里面这样说呢，如果死的没有，如果这个死了没有复活的话，那么基督呢也就不会复活。
And if Christ, verse 17, and if Christ had not been raised,
如果基督没有从死里复活的话，
your faith, my faith, all the Christians on earth who profess this Easter, celebrate Easter, is futile.
如果基督要是没有复活的话呢，那么我们的信仰，我们在这里来庆祝复活节的这所有人的信仰，那就是一个无效的信仰。
Your sin, my sin, says we're still in our sin. Remember, we believe, Christians believe that through Christ, our sins are completely forgiven, punishment is forgiven, guilt is taken away, right? Wrath is satisfied on Christ. All those are false if Christ did not rise from the dead.
那么我们刚刚说，我们的基督徒的话，如果我们相信基督的话，我们的罪就被赦免，神的震怒就被平息。但如果要是基督没有复活的话，我们所相信的这一切都是枉然的。
Verse 18, and then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. They're all in hell.
也就像十八节里面所说的，就是因此在基督里那些睡的人也就灭亡了，那么他们就都进了地狱。
And stupid Christians who believe in Easter that Jesus really rose from the dead are also looking forward to hell.
那么这些愚蠢的基督徒，他们都相信这个复活节，基督能复活，但是基督没有复活的话，他们将来的这个结局就是走向地狱。
And verse 19,
那第十九节
and it gets worse. It says, if only in Christ we have hoped in this life, the short life.
那么第十九节里面讲的是更糟糕的光景，就是说如果我们在基督里的盼望只在于今生的话，
we are of all people, Christians who believe in the sham are people most to be pitied or most miserable people.
那也就是这些基督徒他们相信这个虚假的这个赝品的话，我们就比所有的人更加的可怜。
And thus Paul, the Apostle Paul, agree with the atheists and the doubters of the resurrection of Jesus.
在这地方的保罗他同意这个无神论所讲的这个话，就是基督的复活是基督教信仰的关键的这样一个推理。
No, it does not.
但是的话呢，他真的是同意他们，真的是同意他们所说的这个基督教的信仰是假，不是复活是假的吗
？This morning, if you are a believer of Christ, and four people are getting baptized, professing not just to the Lord at this moment, but to everyone here.
那么今天的话，我们有四个弟兄姐妹在这里受洗归入基督，他向。不光是向神，而且向我们在座的每一个人来宣称他们的信仰。
They're professing their faith and their testimony. They're professing not only they believe in Jesus.
他们来宣称，他们不光是相信主耶稣。
They believe that Jesus not only was a real person in history.
他们不光相信主耶稣基督是这个历史上面这个真实的人。
That this Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, died.For their sin and rose from the dead. That is your faith, and that should be the faith of the people who are professing and getting baptized.
他们更是相信主耶稣基督为我们的罪钉在十字架上，而且从死里复活了。这是我们应该有的这样一个信仰，这也是他们在这里要宣告的他们的信仰。
And that is your faith.
这是你的信仰。
Most of your faith who are here this morning, I pray.
这也是我在这里为大家所祷告的，让我们能够持守这样的信仰。
That is my faith.
这也是我的信仰。
Without a shadow of a doubt.
我一点都没有怀疑。
Christ, my Savior, not only died 2,000 years ago.
我的救主，他不光是在两千年前他死了。
It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a wrong tomb.
他不是被放到一个另外一个错误的一个坟墓里面。
Wasn't just knocked out and he moved with the swoon theory or stolen body theory or hallucination. I'm not hallucinating.
他呢也没有这个是这个昏过去，他的门徒们也都没有进入一种虚幻的幻觉的状态。
No, the church, the faith of God's people is that he really, really died and he really, really.Rose again from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of God in heaven. Amen.
不是这样的，而是他从死里面复活，他现在正是坐在天父上帝的右边。
And look what he says to those people who profess that truth. Philippians chapter 3:21.
那么腓立比书的这个第三章的二十一节这样说。
He says, Philippians 3:21, he says, talking about believers now, Christians, who believe that Christ died and rose from the dead, the church,
讲到这些基督徒的相信主耶稣基督复活的这些基督徒们
God, Christ, will transform our lowly body,
能够要改变我们这些这样卑贱的身体
to be like his glorious body.
要和他荣耀的身体相似。
By the power that enables him to subject all things to himself.
他是照着那使万有都服从他的力量。
that when you die, my brothers and sisters,
也就是说我们的弟兄姐妹，当你离开这个世界的时候，
and you will,
你将是，
all of us here will die one day. That is a sure thing. Death ratio is 1:1.
我们这些人都会死的，我们这而且是100%的，这是肯定的。
And he says,
他说，
you, only you who believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
你相信我们的耶稣基督，我们的弥赛亚，他死而复活。
When your physical body, weak body dies and goes to the grave.
当你这个卑贱的我们自己的这个身体死了，而且进入了这个被埋葬了以后，
Christ will raise. Not just any kind of body. That's the glorious thing.
主耶稣基督会把我们的身体，让我们改变我们的身体，再让我们复活。
A beautiful, glorious body, just like He has, the Son has when He resurrected from the dead.
而且我们不再有这样一个卑贱的身体，而是有一个美丽的、一个荣耀的身体，就像主耶稣基督的这个荣耀的身体一样。
I don't know what this glorious body looks like.
我真的不知道这里所说的我们将来的荣耀的身体是个什么样子。
But it won't be like this.
那肯定不是像现在这样的。
And I've gained some pounds over the years.
我现在也长了一些增加了一些重量。
I used to have like more, you know, more blacker hair.
我以前的这个头发也是黑的，现在也是花白了。
Skinnier, stronger.
我以前呢也瘦一点，也强
壮一些。Less wrinkles.
我身上也没有那么多的皱纹。
And.I'm looking forward to the body that the Son of God Himself had.
所以我在盼望着我有像神子主耶稣基督赐给我们的这样一个荣耀的身体。
It's going to be perfect, beautiful, glorious.
那是一个完美的、一个美丽的、一个充满了荣耀的身体。
Just take the most beautiful body in the face of the globe and multiply that by a billion times.
就是说在这个地球上面你能找到的最美最美的身体，你再把它再加倍很多倍，那个时候才是这样的一个，才能够达到这样一个美丽的这个复活的身体。
It's going to be like, this is my theory, and I can't prove it in the Bible, but it's going to be like the star in up in the sky. It's going to be beautiful, it's going to be shining.
当然这是我自己的一个理论，也就是说我们将来的话，那个也许就像天上的这种美丽的星星那样的闪烁，那样的明亮。
It's going to be so beautiful that people have to shield their hands from this light, this glory that's coming from our glorious body.
那么它的这个光，荣光的话，甚至会可能会使人让人家要把眼睛遮住的，承受不了这样一个大的荣光。
Our mortal body is going to be immortal body.
那么我们一个必死的身体就变成了一个永不朽坏的身体。
Our perishable body will be imperishable.
我们这个一定灭亡的身体的话，我们也变成一个永不灭亡的身体。
Death is swallowed up in victory, O death. Where is your victory, O death? Where is your sting? And that will be true for you.
这个死亡的话呢，那死亡的话呢，它是在这地方就讲到一个经文，就是说呢。你的得胜在哪里？你的这个毒钩在哪里
？Okay, I'm running out of time. Let me just close with the story.
我的时间差不多用完了，我在这里最后讲一个故事给大家。
You know, we have a lot of aunties and uncles here. So those of you guys who know what an auntie and an uncle in a Chinese church are, those who are like older. You know, a lot of the people in this church are the founding members of this church.
我们在这里呢有很多的这个叔叔阿姨。
And so some people call like even those who are like my age, I'm 46, you know, uncles and you know uncles that are aunties. So I don't know about that.
那我在这里说的是是我们教会的年长的弟兄姐妹，有人甚至也叫我这个叔叔阿姨，但是呢，我指的不是指我这个岁数的。
And I think I can say about this auntie because she's no longer here at this church.
我在这里讲的一个故事就是我们教会的有一个阿姨她现在已经不在我们教会了。
When I first came to this church 2.5 years ago, the first person, one of the first aunties I met was, not the first, but one of the first was Auntie Betty.
我呢，2.5年以前来到这个教会的时候呢，我遇到的这个 一个其中最早最先遇到的这个阿姨之一呢，那就是Auntie Betty。
I didn't really know Auntie Betty that much, but she came to the English service kind of often.
我注意到
before the pandemic, okay.
Auntie Betty 呢，她在这个 pandemic 之前，在这个疫情之前，她会经常来到我们的这个英文堂做崇拜。
And even at this time, her husband was in a nursing home, in a wheelchair, but couldn't even speak.
在那个时候的话呢，周志忠周先生他已经是在这个养老院里面，而且他那个时候已经不能够行动了。
And I still can't forget this. We were eating, and she was telling me the history of this church because I'm a new pastor here, and she was telling me just how it started in a very humble, and now through the aunties and the uncles and their unfaithfulness and their labor, it became like this.
在我们吃午饭的时候，他就跟我讲到这个教会的历史，讲到这个教会的怎么样一开是怎么样开始的，怎么样是有一个非常简单的开始，但是呢，通过这些年，因着我们这个弟兄姐妹的各方面的努力，他成了现在的这样一个样子。
And then the pandemic started.
那后来呢，这个疫情就开始了。
And I don't know exactly if it was like a month or 2 months right after, like the March. Remember, guys, remember? Like March, like 2019.
在这个2019年的这个2020年的这个
and it was like maybe like 2 or 3 months after the pandemic.
三月份以后吧，大概两三个月以后，疫情那个发生了两三个月以后。
Our church was closed down. It was locked down. No one came to the church.
我们的教会就关了门了，那么大家也都不亲自来到教会了。
I was just like this with like no one, not like this. It was like empty. Everything was empty. I was just talking to that camera right there, you know.
我当时的话就站在这个前面，对着唯一的一个照相机讲话，这底下一个人都没有了。
It was so weird.
感觉非常的奇怪。
But after a while, I got kind of used to it, you know.
但是过了一段时间，我好像已经适应了这样一种讲道的方式。
And a lot of the nursing homes, you couldn't even go. I just called Auntie Betty just one day just to see how she's doing.
那我有一天呢，我就给这个 Auntie Betty 打电话，我就想问问她现在怎么样。
And I still can't forget what she said.
我仍然没有忘记她当时跟我说的话。
This is when.Right at the beginning of the pandemic, where people were freaking out, you know.
我这段实际上是在这你看你如果你还记得的话，这个时间实际上是疫情刚刚开始的时候，人们都非常的害怕的时候。
You know, I was telling my parents are up there in the 70s and 80s, and I was telling my parents, you know, like you need to be careful, you know, this will kill you, you know, especially the older folks, right? The aunties and the uncles.
我在这时候也给我的父母，他们也在七十多岁了，我就经常会跟他们说，你们要小心呐、啊，你们这个病，得到这个。病毒很可能会让你们这个失去生命的。
You guys remember even our groceries, you buy each grocery, we'll wipe it down. You guys remember that?
我们还记得我们在这个买这个食品的时候，买这些日常生活品的时候，买回来以后还要拿那个消毒的纸巾把这些东西都擦一遍。你们还记得吗
？And I called Auntie Betty just because she came to the English service, so I felt like I was kind of.Not obligated, but just to see how she's doing.
因为她经常来我们的这个英文的这个崇拜嘛，所以我就给她打电话，我感觉到应该去问一问她，问候一下她怎么样。
And I said, "Oh, Auntie Betty, how are you doing?"
那么我就问 Auntie Betty 你怎么样
？I mean, everything is going crazy around us, right?
现在周围都非常的这个疯狂。那么我想问问。
And I told her to be careful, be careful.
我跟她说你要小心呐、啊，你要小心。
And when I was telling.The world around us, and I was a little bit worried too. You know, I'm not only worried for my parents or the aunties and Auntie Betty. But I was kind of worried a little bit in the beginning too.
那尽管我没有跟每个人说，但实际上我那时候也很担心，不光是这个担心我的父母，担心 Auntie Betty 这样的老人对我周围的这个情况，我都很担心。
But Auntie Betty, she wasn't worried.
但是 这个 Auntie Betty 她完全看不出来她有什么担心的。
There seemed to be, even though I was worried for her.
尽管我很为她担心。
She said, "I'm okay."
她说我她说我没问题。
And she wasn't worried at all.
她说我根本就没有担心。
And I don't think it was because she was misinformed that she didn't know what really was going on, right?
并不是因为她呢，就是说不知道这个事情是怎么样的。
No, she heard in the news that a lot of the nursing home people are dying.
但当时她确实从这个新闻里面看到很多的这些老人院的这些老人，他们就是因为新冠死了。
By the dozens in the nursing home.
而且不光是一个两个，是很多的这个老人院都出现了这样的状况。
And she said, I'm okay.
她说我没问题。
And almost like she's like, I'm okay if I went, you know, if I died, you know, from this.
她的意思就是说，如果我要就是去老人院的话，就是死了又怎么样呢？我也没有问题。
She had a sense, her faith seems like a sense of anchor to her life.
那么她的这个信仰呢，成了她这个生命当中的一个锚。
Even though everywhere else was falling apart and people were panicking.
尽管呢，周围的话呢是非常的这个混乱，而且人们都非常的紧张。
She had a sense of strength about her.
但是她在这个心里面，她是有一种力量。
A calmness about her.
一种平安。
You know.And really a hope about her.
而且是一种盼望。
And I was like, man, this woman is amazing. She encouraged me on that phone call.
我
当然 I was trying to help her encourage her, you know?
那么我就说
Be careful, Auntie Betty.
这个姐妹真的是了不起。我在打电话试图安慰她，结果呢，她呢安慰了我。
And I think it's because she believed in her faith.
那么我就
Christian faith.
我知道她相信他的这个信，这个基督教的这个信仰。
What she was grounded in, what held her, the anchor of her life was on the fact that her Savior not only died, but really rose from the dead.
让他能够有这样一个坚定的信仰的原因，就是因为他相信他的救主不光死了，而且从死里复活了。
And if COVID or car accident or whatever took her life, she'll be okay.
那不管是这个新冠病毒或者是一个车祸夺去了他的生命了，但是即使如此他也没有问题。
And I remember saying this woman, you know, I didn't say auntie, my mind that this woman is an amazing woman.
所以我就觉得这个姐妹她真是一个了不起的姐妹。
She really believed in this religion called Christianity.
她真的坚信我们的基督的信仰。
What about you?
你呢？
Where are you?
你在哪里呢？
When life seems to, whether it's a pandemic or COVID or whatever, life falls apart and everything goes wrong.
当生活出现了问题的时候，你在哪儿？
Is your life anchored in a beautiful truth of Jesus Christ not only died, but raised from the dead?
那么你的生命是不是牢牢地记在这样一个美丽的真理上面？也就是说，我们主耶稣基督他不光死了，而且他复活了。
Where are you this morning? I ask you.
那你今天早上是一种什么样的心态呢？
Where are you?
你是怎么想的？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, O Lord, help us.
天父主，帮助我们。
I pray for your church, those who are in the faith of our Savior who rose from the dead.
我在这里也为我们的教会祷告，为这些相信、坚信我们主耶稣基督复活的弟兄姐妹祷告。
May we all the more every day more and more believe in this historical truths of in your word.
让我们一天一天的更加的坚信这样一个历史上面的这样一个事实，也就是这个真理。
That our faith will be anchored, our life will be anchored in the truth, this glorious truth that we celebrate today.
所以我们的信心能够牢牢地站在你的这个复活的真理上。
And those who hear that their life is not anchored by the truth of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么对现在我们在这里还有，如果你的这个信心还没有扎根在这样一个主耶稣基督复活的这个真理上面的人。
I pray for mercy.
我们也是求神的这个怜悯降到你的身上。
That you will grant that true saving faith in the only one, your son, the perfect man,The perfect Son of God, that He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father, to you, in the heavenly temple.
愿神能够给你这样一个信心，也就是我们主耶稣基督他是道路、真理和生命，没有一个人不通过他能来到神的面前，这样一个真理。
Open their eyes to see, I pray.
来打开他们的眼睛，能够看得见。我这样祷告。
Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.